You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. All right, we are back, and we have got a little start earlier today. So you already know we're going to talk about cancer and what you can eat to prevent cancer. So right now, we've got our guest, our doctor from U Health on. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I'm doing the best I can here. It's been kind of wild today. So you already heard that we're having a little bit of a day where we're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about what's good to eat. Why don't you help me out here?
Well, I would love to. And I'm going to start with a story, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. So the American Cancer Society and the American Institute for Cancer Research got together and came up with guidelines for cancer prevention. And they included be of ideal body weight and eat lots of fruits and vegetables and don't drink and don't smoke and exercise and all kinds of things. And then the American Institute for Cancer Research decided, well, what do we do with all of these people that have already been diagnosed with cancer? So they looked at those guidelines for prevention and they said, well, those guidelines actually are really good for living beyond cancer to help reduce your risk of it not recurring once you've been treated. And so then they looked at the American diet and they said, oh boy, number one killer in the United States is heart disease, number two is cancer, and they're both linked with our diet. So we need to really revamp what the American plate should look like. And so the new American plate is two-thirds plant-based and one-third animal. And the reason is because we know that inflammation is an intricate component to lots of chronic conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and cancer. And what causes inflammation? Primarily sugary foods and animal protein. So I am not telling anybody to become a vegetarian because I don't want to be a vegetarian, but I do lean more towards a plant-based diet. So when you look at your plate, two-thirds of it should be covered in plants and one-third animal.
Now, what about red meat, chicken, fish? Because I know that my body doesn't really love red meat anymore.
Well, and that's probably a good thing because we really don't recommend red meat more than twice a month. It's pretty hard to digest and it's pretty inflammatory. And red meat doesn't include, it includes not only red meat, but it also includes pork, veal, and lamb. As far as some of the other animal proteins, out of all of them, the best anti-inflammatory would be the cold water fish, like salmon, tuna, cod, mackerel, herring, sardines. But any fish is still going to be better than red meat. It's recommended if you're going to do eggs, it's probably better to do omega-3 enriched eggs, like, for example, Eggland's Best. And what they do is they feed the chickens flaxseed. So now the chicken produces an egg that's got more of the heart-healthy fat and less cholesterol. Chicken without the skin is fine. And like I said, red meat, we really don't recommend more than twice a month. But all of those animal proteins really should only be about a 4-ounce portion on your plate. That's about the size of a deck of cards.
Oh,
and then you fill up the rest of the plate with your whole grains and your fruits and your vegetables.
Well, I know my wife's listening to this. I know that she buys all that really nice fish, and she serves me just about the way that you're talking. But what about people who can't afford the kind of diet that you're talking about? Because we got to face it, the fish you mentioned, that stuff's not cheap.
You're correct. And so, like I said, it's not just the fish, but the eggs are still a good source of protein. Chicken is still fine. And then you have to look at other protein sources. So, for instance, the plant proteins. If you eat legumes, which are your beans, your lentils, you know, you could eat beans and I would call it brown rice because that's going to be a better choice than white rice. But that's a real hearty side dish that's going to keep you full and give you a plant protein. Or maybe, you know, you've eaten lunch and that's at noon and dinner's not until 7 and you're thinking, oh, my God, I'm so hungry, it's 3:30, I need a snack. What about some hummus? because the hummus is the garbanzo bean. So now you take that hummus, there's some more plant protein. But instead of using pita chips, which is just a whole bunch of carbs, why not take some baby carrots, bell peppers, cucumbers, and use those as the dipper, where you're winding up getting more of your vegetables that are going to be lower in calorie to help bring you back to a more ideal body weight.
You know, it sounds great, and talking about ideal body weight, I'm coming off of an injury, so I know I need to get back to my ideal body weight. And when people tell me, people ask me, how am I going to lose weight, I just point to my mouth and I go, I'm going to shut this. Now, it sounds to me like it seems like that isn't necessarily the best way to go, is it?
Well, you know, you don't want to skip meals. Part of the problem is that we have this all-or-nothing kind of thinking. We're either on a diet or off a diet. We exercise 7 days a week, and then the first day we miss it, we don't go back to it for another 3 months. And so what you have to do is tell yourself you're never going to be perfect, and don't expect yourself to be perfect, but you want to make better choices more often. So, for instance, you know, if you're trying to eat better, and let's say you're somebody that's really into the red meat, and you say, I eat red meat 5 days a week. Well, my suggestion is, how about start working at getting it down to twice a week? And that's three times better than what you were doing before. And that's going to make a difference overall. And then eventually you get down to once a week. And then after a while, you really don't miss it that much because you've made some other substitutions in place of those meals. And you're down to the recommendations of twice a month.
Now, we talked about what to eat. How about drinking? What about drinking? It seems like you're going to tell me no soft drinks, obviously no real big sugared beverages. What should people focus on?
Well, again, you probably want to be sorry about my dog.
It's okay. Woof, woof.
Somebody just honked outside.
That's cute.
When it comes to drinking, yeah, the majority would be great if it was water, because you want to stay hydrated. And actually, 50% of the time, we mistake thirst for hunger. So if you're trying to get down to that ideal body weight, and you've already eaten a meal, and now you're thinking about, well, what should I eat? It's very possible that you're really thirsty and you're not recognizing it. So I always suggest drink a glass of water first. If that doesn't satisfy you, then go ahead and find a nice healthy snack that you can eat.
Now, isn't it when somebody's tired, isn't that also because they may be dehydrated?
Sure. And, you know, and people say, I don't like the taste of water. You can buy it's an infuser. So it's a bottle that has like a cylinder in the middle, and you can take some fresh fruit. So we're not asking for you to sit there and drink fruit juice, but if you put the fruit in the cylinder, then some of the juices from that fruit will infuse into the water, just enough to give it a flavor, so that maybe it's a little bit more palatable than just drinking plain old water.
Well, these are some great ideas. Where do people go to find good ideas like this? Is there like a place that they can do, some books you recommend, websites, stuff like that?
Well, for American Dietetic Association, which of course they've changed their name, and I'm too old to remember what it is because it's been the American Dietetic Association for forever. But it's the American Academy of, I don't know.
Sounds really important. The American Academy of, I don't know. I'm going there right now to find out everything.
Exactly. And I'm sure any other registered dietitian is probably cringing if they're listening to this right now.
Well, listen, let me make it easier for you then. Is there an email where somebody can connect with you on email, or maybe call you guys up at the hospital? How do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me here. My email address is L, as in Leslie, Klein, K-L-E-I-N. So it's L-K-L-E-I-N at med.miami.edu.
Well, Dr. Leslie Klein, I want to thank you. I can only say that putting up with Ashwamedha and Dr. Patton and the rest of my friends over at the Sylvester Cancer Care Center, God bless you. Now, let me ask...
I love both of those. You picked the two that I love the most.
Oh, that's you better.
I rode with both of them at the DCC this week.
That's what I was going to ask. I got one more minute left, so tell me a little bit about the DCC ride. Remember, you only got a few seconds left. Go.
I rode both days. I did the 104 on Saturday, and then I kind of didn't quite make the 70 on Sunday. I did 60 instead, but it was amazing. And it all of the money, 100% of it goes to Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So it's a great for research. So, I mean, we need to find a cure for this horrible thing that we're calling cancer. I've lost too many people to it. I've been doing oncology nutrition for over 24 years, and I am passionate about that.
Well, gosh, Doctor, God bless you. God bless all the riders. And I want to just say one thing is that they can still donate at ridedcc.com. So get off your tush, get on the computer, get your credit card out, and give something, give a donation to fight cancer at ridedcc.com. I want to thank everybody at UHealth for being on the show. Doctor, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, my pleasure. Boy, I love her. We're going to have her back. Dee, take it away, take it back, and man, we've got my favorite segment coming up. We've got the start of Marlins season right around the corner. We're going to dive right in with Matt Britton right after this.